is this Miss Stephanie?
Hi, yes. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good, honey. Give me 1 second. I got the boys at the trampoline park. Let me go step outside real quick.
Okay, sure.
Xavier, I'll be back in a minute. So sorry about that. Hold on 1 second.
No worries.
I am not jumping.
All right, I'm out the door.
Okay, honey, what do we got?
All right, so I was calling regarding the conversation we had yesterday about checking for any other options for Yelp ads.
Right.
So I did check with the team if there's anything else that we can do. And technically, our team has also reviewed everything regarding your Yelp ads. And currently, the Yelp profile is already optimized, and the Yelp representative advised that the budget is actually a bit low compared to the competition in the area.
Gotcha.
Right. Although we could remove the profile upgrade, since $499 is the minimum budget for Yelp ads. Now, our Yelp team says we can remove the profile upgrades, which is $99 per month. At the same time, it is not recommended because it's going to show, or your profile would look incomplete. It's not going to have the logo, portfolios, and updates.
Gotcha. When is this due again? It's due now, isn't it?
That is correct. It was actually the, let me just confirm here. So for Yelp ads, that's actually, let me just confirm really quick here, okay? I'm sorry.
No worries.
Mm-hmm. So that's the $486.35.
Okay. Is there a way to – I want to, like, pause it for a month or two. Is there a way to do that, or is that going to be – I'll have to, like, kind of set it all up again, like – How does that work if I want to, like, hold off on Yelp for a couple months?
No worries. We sure can put a pause on your Yelp ads. I can actually put it on pause. Let me see here. I can put it on pause for a month.
Okay.
And then maybe before the 8th of May. We can go from there as far as probably resuming the Yelp ads or what's next.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, reach out to me on May 8th, and we'll kind of go from there. I just want to see, like, okay, if we pause it, are we still going to get anything that comes in, or are we actually really missing out on something? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's because there's just not a lot coming in right now. And I get it's a lot of competition, and everybody says, well, the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. But, boy, we've been putting a lot into it over the last couple of years. And I'm like, oh, my
totally
God.
Understand.
Yeah. I don't have an investment team, you know, I can just go to and be like, hey, can I have a couple mil?
Right.
So, but, yeah. Let's go ahead and pause it and then schedule a call with me for May 8th.
Or I would suggest before the reactivation date of the Yelp ads, because it's automatically going to resume on the 8th, so maybe I can schedule a call with you on the 7th or the 6th, if that would be okay with you.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So just to be sure, I'll follow up on the 6th. At least
okay.
2 days before the reactivation date. And then we can go from there in regards to the Yelp ads. sure that they're resumed. And just to confirm, once the op-eds will be resumed, the balance needs to be paid. Just want to set expectations on that.
If we decide to resume them?
That is correct.
Gotcha. Yeah. I completely understand that.
All right. So, yes, for now, we're going to continue with having your Facebook ads run. So that's definitely not going to cost anything until the end or until towards the end of May.
Okay. And get with me before we do that again as well to see if we want to keep on doing that too.
Sure. Okay. Yes, definitely.
Good deal.
All right. I'll definitely make sure to set up a call back with you. I apologize. I missed on following up before the Yelp ads was actually charged, though. But I'll make sure that does not happen again.
That's fine, Miss Stephanie. I get it. Mm-hmm. We all get busy sometimes, and they were quick about reversing it. So that is absolutely fine.
Thank you so much for understanding. And, but yes, rest assured, that's definitely not going to happen again. I already set up a schedule or a follow-up callback with you on the 6th. And, do you maybe have any other questions or anything else that I can assist you with for now?
No, I think you did everything you could, and I greatly appreciate it, Ms. Stephanie, and I look forward to talking to you on the 6th of May.
All right, then. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Melissa. And should there be anything else, just feel free to reach out to us. And, yes, I'll talk to you on the 6th of May then.
Wonderful. Thanks, Miss Stephanie. You have a good rest of your week.
You have a great rest of the week as well. You take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.